Sir Phil, there is something wrong with that statement in Parliament, because in January, the Census Commissioner stated they're waiting for a directive from a high authority to release the information about the data census.
So you think it sounds like perhaps they are still hiding it, that this data does exist?
It's either they're hiding it, or they ignore the fact that Fiji is a multicultural country, and we need, in any census, it has to be collected, because we cannot. Ignorance is the greatest sin by any leader in any country.
We'll come to why you think that collecting information on different ethnicities in Fiji is so important. But you surely filled out the forms for the census when people came round knocking on people's doors, etc. Did you have to answer any questions about what you consider your ethnicity to be?
I do not have any experience with any census collectors, because I was working. But talking to friends, those who came across the Bureau of Stats officials, they will ask questions of their ethnicity. Go back to your first question, why it is important. It is important because Fiji is known in the region of its uniqueness of different cultures, different religions. All this data very important because it helps in development, it helps in policy making, it helps ensuring that we live in peaceful coexistence. We have to understand each other, so it does not make sense when we try to reconcile, to reconciliation, to bring different people together if different ethnicities are being ignored.
Is there, though, the possibility that the government believes that Fiji has just moved into a period of its history where there isn't such differences between the different ethnicities in terms of needing to know that different information for health and education provisions, etc., and in fact that perhaps there's just concern that any extra information on different ethnicities and race might inflame any tensions, and so it's chosen not to perhaps collect and release data for those reasons?
I feel there could be some reasons unknown that they did not really clarify why they don't want to specify the ethnicity data, but it is very important. Almost in every country, in the US, in Australia, people are being categorized, so we have to be sure of different ethnic groups in the country. We cannot take away the fact that ethnic tensions always happen, but it is the role and the duty of any government to come up with policies, to devise strategies that people live together in harmony, and people give the safe space to civil society organizations, those who advocate for multiculturalism, for peace building, to bring people together.